from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to Bob. Hi, Bob.
Andrew, Chris, how are you?
What are you up to, Bob?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, was playing golf. There's a lightning delay. The Upper St. Clair golf team is right here. John Blackwell, he's like a stud. Chris, he's challenging you to a match.
He picked the wrong – well, no, he could probably kick my ass. But, Bob, he picked the wrong day. I shot a career best at Moon today, 76.
Chris Muller said he shot the career best at Moon, 76 today. You know what Johnny shot today?
66.
Yes.
Wait, are you at St. Clair Country Club?
Yes.
Are you going to their lobster fest on Saturday?
No comment.
Are you going to their lobster fest on
no,
Saturday?
No, I'm going
to
be at West Virginia, Penn State.
By God.
Yeah, I got to get down there for that game.
I was actually aware of their lobster fest, Pony.
Were you invited?
I don't think so.
Mm. Doesn't sound like Bob is willing to pull any strings.
Very good. They got some good young players here. John is the leader of the pack.
A 66 at St. Clair is a lot better. I love my guys at Moon, but it's a lot better in many ways.
Oh, my God, that's an incredible score there.
Than a 76 at Moon. I would have shot 80-plus at St. Clair if I were there today.
Bob, you never want to take a 14 on a hole, and that's what the Pirates did yesterday, giving up 14 runs.
Yes, they did.
Nice segue, Pony.
And getting embarrassed here. Greg Brown, of all people, said this is one of the worst Pirates losses of all time. Bob,
yes.
I'm hearing that Cherington is going to be back next year. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I've said all along, I'm not surprised. If these guys have contract extensions that we don't know about, which I never understood why we don't know about. They should know, how many years we're dealing with, just, for transparency purposes. But, listen, it's 5 years. It's time to put up results. Results are always the thing. They were the ones who said they thought they were a playoff team this year. And you need to show that you are, and they were. They were 55-52, and since then, what are they, 7-19? So everything has fallen apart. They played some good competition when they had the Padres, Dodgers, Padres again. And, during that 10-game losing streak, if that had been anything but that, they could have still been in this for as average as it is. So I wouldn't be surprised. But I think if you're Bob Nutting, it all starts at the top. You gotta take action when you see things, when you feel things. Unless you don't feel it, and maybe he doesn't feel it.
Well, Bob, the other thing is, I think about Bob Nutting, and I go back to the comments about there being an urgency with this year to win, and I just have not seen any indication in the way that they have acted as an organization that that's a real thing, that there is urgency. How do you feel about that aspect of it?
Yeah, there is no indication of that at all. I would have expected to see that at some point, nothing. But, I think... Listen, if you had told me at the beginning of the year with Paul Skeens fully on the roster, with O'Neill Cruz healthy, playing, hitting the way he's hitting, with Brian Reynolds hitting the way he's hitting, a supposed bullpen that was good, I would have thought at 55-52 they'd be right in the thick of things. And, the bullpen has been the biggest culprit here if you look at it over the last several games. And while, a lot of people want to put this on the manager, you could put blame at the feet of everyone, actually, the manager, the GM, but it all starts at the top. And whatever freedom or lack of freedom you give your general manager translates down to your manager because he only has so many players that he can deal with. Can you argue they should get better and develop? Absolutely. But he has what he has, and he doesn't have more than what he has.
Pomp, this was brought to my attention shortly before we went on the air today. The Steelers are one of the last teams. There's like one other team in the NFL that has not announced its practice squad yet. Everyone else has signed a complete practice squad. Kadarius Toney is still a free agent. Are you willing to connect dots there?
Well, Kadarius Toney is an interesting character to me because I think the talent is obvious. He was electrifying and special teams. One of the years they won two of their Lombardi trophies, and he has two rings on it. But then there's so many drops and so many things he could have cost them. So, I go back and forth on that. There are other guys out there I would have liked. I know Chris was pounding the pavement for the guy who ended up going. Where did
Terrace
he go to
Marshall.
San Francisco? Yeah, Marshall. Did he go to San Francisco? Which
he
makes me raise an eyebrow.
He's on their practice squad right now.
Did Noah Brown end up anywhere? I'm sorry.
He's
I kind
in
of
Washington.
He's in Washington, which I was going to tell you the sports call last night, but we moved on, Bob. He's in Washington, which for anybody clinging desperately by their fingernails, and I'm looking directly at Pony while I say this, to the notion that the Brandon Ayuk trade could still happen, Noah Brown going to Washington kind of takes that off the table for them.
Bob, do you say Washington or do you say Washington? Did you ever say Washington or have any family members
No.
who pronounced it that way?
A couple of uncles, yes. Warsh, Cincinnati, but no,
Cincinnati.
I don't do that.
Cincinnati. I don't think that's like Foghorn Leghorn saying
Cincinnati,
that
that's a new one. Mike Tannenbaum went on ESPN this morning and said, if Tomlin gets this team to 9-8 without the playoffs, that's proof that he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think Mike will be in the Hall of Fame, but I think I would expect more. Again, 9-8 is, to me, would be an underachievement. I expect more based on what they set for themselves as an example. You know, I think they have a team that has a very good defense with some very big-time playmakers. They also have two guys on their quarterback rotation, one of whom should be a Hall of Famer, the other has immense talent. A good running game, a new coordinator. I would expect more than 9-8, and to me, that would not confirm what Mike Tannenbaum said. No, but that doesn't mean Mike won't be in the Hall of Fame. He will be. But for this year, for this group of guys, I would expect a lot more than that. And I realize how difficult their schedule is, and I certainly realize their division is not easy.
Does Penn State make the college football playoff, yes or no?
Yes.
Does Pitt finish with a winning record?
No.
Does West Virginia upset Penn State and make their road to the college football playoff harder?
No, but they will cover.
Thank you, Bob.
Very slick. Thank you.
See you guys. Have a good day. Johnny says, go. Let's go, Chris. Let's go, Chris. So I think Johnny's a member of the Peters Township team. I miss they have both Peters Township and St. Clair golf teams here. I love, by the way, anyone out there who's young kids, get them involved in golf. It's
by the way, I'm picking up a club and playing for the first time on Sunday all year.
You've played before, though?
No, I've played in my life, but this is the first time I've played all year. Or attempted to play.
Well, that's fine. I mean, just get out and do it. It's a great way to just get away from all the minutia that we face every day out in the air, open air.
I hate minutia. I'm with you, Bob.
Forget about minutia.
Flush that minutia right down the toilet. And sometimes having a toilet nearby the golf course is a very good thing. See you, Bob.
No question. But carry toilet paper in your bag just in case.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.